Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers joins me again. Good morning, Stuart.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So the Beacon Newspaper, free publication. You've been delivering these wonderful stories for 26 years. Amazing. Wow, tremendous. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so in the Beacon Newspaper, which is found at some 1,500 locations around the metro area, you've got articles about everything having to do with getting older, age 50 and on. But a lot of it's relevant to anybody. In fact, you mentioned last week you've got a 12-year-old who's writing articles and is in this month's issue.
That's right.
If someone wanted to pick up a copy but doesn't know where to go and they're just listening, where
give us a call and tell us your area code, zip code, whatever. We'll find you a place nearby. 301-949-9766. Okay. And we cover the whole metropolitan area, Northern Virginia, D.C., Montgomery, Prince George's counties.
Excellent.
As well as Baltimore and Howard County. So.
Plus, you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. So, Stuart, tell me what's in this issue.
Some very fascinating health stories that you may or may not have read about elsewhere in the media, but I thought they were very interesting. Our immune systems are meant to protect us from most illnesses, but eventually, you know, many cases they just don't have what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So, in dealing with cancer in particular, you know, the cancer cells fool the body and make it seem like they're not foreign bodies, and therefore they multiply rapidly and the body doesn't fight them.
Right.
So a lot of cancer researchers have been working on trying to prime the immune system or wake up the immune system so it understands that these are cancers and these have to be fought,
mm-hmm.
and see if the body can overcome them themselves.
Hmm.
And some very interesting success stories in recent studies are remarkable.
Hmm.
Cervical cancer has been, in some individuals, completely turned around. It completely disappeared for patients who had given up hope. They had no further benefit they could get from chemotherapy or radiation. They were written off.
Wow.
And what happened was they took some of their tumors out. They took the system's immune cells that were attacking it. They, in the lab, multiplied them billions of times and then gave them a one-time shot of this huge dose of their own multiplied immune cells, completely knocked the whole cancer out of the whole body in 2 out of 9 people.
Wow.
Completely gone, and it extended the life of the others.
Huh.
So there does seem to be a lot of promise and hope for this, and these things are being done in a number of other cancers or tried in another number of other cancers, melanoma being one of them. You know, skin cancer from the sun is really growing as a problem. More and more people have been getting tans and using tanning salons.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very dangerous and often fatal cancer when it spreads. If it's not caught soon. So there are 2 or 3 different drugs that have been developed which seem to be doing the same kinds of things where they can prime the immune system and can fight it off.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I want to read it. So I'm going to pick up my
free copy.
I'll
leave one behind.
Okay.
And then there's another story.
Mm-hmm.
We've known for some years that every chromosome has what's called a telomere at the end of it, which is a combination of, as I understand it, I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm. but of protein and genetic material, which as the cell, every time the cell reproduces, a little of this gets chopped off.
Hmm.
And when the telomeres are gone, the cell dies. It doesn't reproduce anymore.
Hmm.
So the suspicion is, well, maybe if we could figure out a way of keeping the telomeres from snipping off, or if we could extend them in some way, mm-hmm. that we could live longer, our cells would live longer, our bodies might live longer.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean Ornish, who has been for many years, you know, the doctor who's been totally strongly in favor of vegetarian diets and exercise and how you can change your life by changing your lifestyle, he has been involved with a study at the University of California, San Francisco, which indeed has found that in a 35 men were tested this way, and they had some of them go on a 5-year plant-based diet, low in fat, moderate exercise, not a whole lot of exercise. They walked 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week. And in 5 years, when they checked the telomeres on their chromosomes, they had lengthened by 10%, while in the control group, they had shrunk by 3%. That's a significant difference and might well translate in these people in the long run to a longer life.
Okay, sorry. So what was it? I heard they walked 30 minutes a day.
Right.
Okay, and they also did what?
He calls it plant-based diets.
Okay.
So it's mostly vegetarian, as I understand it, high in fruits and vegetables, unrefined grains, low fat, and low refined carbohydrates.
Right.
It's the Ornish diet. You know, he's written many books on this diet.
The Ornish diet. Read all about it in this month's episode.
Right.
Of the Beacon Newspaper. Good to see you again, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric. Nice
Thanks.
To be here.
Mm-hmm.